Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottillo along with Charlie Long. Jeff Nowak will join us at 5:45 for our triple option feature. Want to tell everybody at 5:20, Cesar Ruiz, the starting Saints offensive right guard, will join us to talk about a charity giveaway he has, also about the upcoming 2025 season, which is right around the corner. Hey, we believe in the power of being everywhere. Listen to WWL anytime, anywhere. Get the WWL shows you love. If it's Dave Cohen, Tommy Tucker, Newell, Scoot, us here on Sports Talk, plus the local content you crave on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. Charlie, let's go to our Oakland Hard Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Jimmy. Jimmy, you in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Jimmy, man, how about your Southern Miss team? Got a couple players picked pretty early last night.
A Houston Astro, too.
How about that?
Hey, man, there's a lot of parity in the Sun Belt in regards to the big dogs in college baseball. I want to parlay that into, you know, Charlie being a Sun Belt guy, too, UL, and, you know, we got the SEC media days right now. But next week in New Orleans is the Sun Belt media days.
Yep.
And I wanted to ask you this, Mike. I mean, we know there's a lot of factors driving why certain players are going certain directions. You're seeing a school like Southern Miss. We don't have rich alumni, but we're working on it, right? Charlie Huff is in the house, and you're looking at nerd schools, quote-unquote, like Tulane and Vanderbilt. They're on the move. I think that Pavia kid's coming back, huh, Mike? He's the quarterback.
Yes, he is.
For Vandy, correct?
Yes, he is.
I mean, they're a dark horse. That guy is scrappy. He's got that X factor. And the reason I bring all that up is this. You got the rich alumni schools that used to be the doormats of football. They're on the up. But I will say this in regards to, say, a team from the Sun Belt. You know, Boise State every year seems like they have a very clear path, Mike and Charlie, to the 12-team playoffs. You could look at Tulane now and say, you know, if we don't have the schedule that LSU has, we don't have the schedule Mississippi State has to go through, you could come to Tulane, we could win the American, and we'll probably be in that top 10, top 12 if we run the table, hypothetically. Again, I think it's a rebuild year for Tulane, but my reason in saying all that, Mike and Charlie, is this. Example, Mississippi State. They have, to me, zero chance in football now. I hate to – I know there's some Mississippi State fans out there, football fans listening. I think they have zero chance now the way the playoff is set up to run the table. With their schedule, they're going to have four losses off the top from the start. They're not well endowed financially compared to some of the other SEC programs around them. I think they're going to be left in the dust. And I guess what I'm saying is this. You saw it with Coastal Carolina in football a couple years ago with Grayson McCall. They almost if there was a 12-team playoff then, Mike, they would have made it. I think Tulane has an opportunity. I think UL or Southern Miss running the table in the Sun Belt in football could get that 12 spot. So my point is this. If you're from Mississippi, why would you want to go play for an SEC team like Mississippi State when you really have no chance, in my opinion, and you could go to some of these schools like Boise State, Tulane, or maybe Southern Miss or UL, run the table and get that 12 spot. What's your take on that and how the tide's turning with things like that?
Okay, one of the things is there's just so many guys. There are only two starting offensive guards, two starting tackles, okay, one quarterback. Now you running back by committee, so, and you're multiple at receiving core, but you get to the point where you want to play. If you're an 18-year-old freshman, you want to play quickly. Now, are you ready for the challenge? That becomes the question mark. Or if you're a transfer guy, you want to see action. A lot of times, teams will leave schools like what you just pointed out because they're not getting a chance to play. And so I think that's the one good thing about the transfer portal is that you have an opportunity to go somewhere else and play very quickly. So that's why you would go to a Vanderbilt or Mississippi State. Those schools, because you get an opportunity to go up against top competition each and every week. You might not be playing for the national championship, but you get an opportunity to play. And if you can play, the NFL scouts will find you, no matter where you're at. But the big question is, for any school in college football today, do you have the guy at quarterback? Can he turn the engine over on the car? Because if you don't have that part, you got some deep issues. You're not going to be able to overcome not having a top-flight quarterback that can get you over the hump in some difficult spots, which will happen during any college football season.
So the 12-team college football playoff format includes that spot for the group of five. And I think when they even expand it to 16, or I don't know if 14 is first, or they're just going to make the leap to 16. We've talked with Tim Brando about this, Mike. I think they're still going to keep that as like kind of a bone to throw to the group of five programs.
Yeah.
Which I think is what Jimmy was kind of alluding to there with, you know, Sun Belt teams or maybe even a Tulane in the American Athletic Conference. Like it was Boise State this past year with the Mountain West as the highest ranked group of five team. They made it in. And even, you know, you think of the Cincinnati team that made it to the 4-team college football playoff because they ran the table, went undefeated. And even, despite being a group of five team, they made it to the playoff when it was four teams. I think it's going to be a constant as far as getting at least one of the smaller programs into the college football playoff. But who knows, Mike? Like, once it does expand, you know that Sankey and the Big Ten commissioner, they're going to want to eat as many spots up as they can for their squads, respectively.
Yeah, I think the fight is exactly how many, okay? Because I think what the Big Ten is looking at is saying, okay, give us four spots. SEC gets four spots. Y'all figure out the rest on that 18 kind of, which will be a jump ball situation, because you know somebody from the Big 12 will get in, and that's a possibility that you could, you know, in some year get two in from the Big 12.
Right.
The ACC is going to get people in. The higher ranked team from the out of that top four bracket and getting them in. So it is, I think, eventually going to happen where the SEC and Big Ten finally come to an agreement and also to expanding the SEC schedule to have nine SEC games, which is what the Big Ten is saying. Hey, Nick Saban wanted this a couple years ago, didn't change his mind at the end of his campaign at University of Alabama. So there's some things to be worked out. But eventually, I think what you'll see is a 4-4 outfit. So half of those teams will come from the Big Ten and the SEC.
I don't disagree at all, Mike. And then it's going to be a matter of, like, how do they fill in the other eight spots once you get to that 16-team college football playoff? Because that's just where we're going at this point. It's going to be sooner rather than later as well. Once the new media deal gets signed, like, this is only going to last through this upcoming season with the 12-team format. And then after that, they're almost certainly going to instantly expand to at least 16. So, you know, it'll just be a matter of what the conference has decided to do with how many programs get in per conference once you get to that 16-team format.
Yeah, all you need to know is you hear the cash register ring.
Oh, yeah.
That's what the expansion of 12 to 16 means. More games, more money coming into the NCAA, more money going into those football programs. We'll be back, and we come back, we'll have on with the Saints. Starting right offensive guard, Cesar Ruiz, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike DeTellier along with Charlie Long handling things behind the scenes. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, the starting right guard for the New Orleans Saints, Cesar Ruiz. Cesar, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
No, thanks for having me.
Cesar, tell everybody a little bit about the charity you involved with. Man, I remember as kids, man, the bicycle was a big thing. You know, you'd race bicycles and that sort of thing on the streets. Now they got all kind of new toys with the cell phone, so sometimes you don't see that nearly as much. But tell everybody how you got involved with this bicycle giveaway and how you got involved with this charity.
Yeah, so it was I was sitting at home and I was trying to think of a way to be creative. You know, I didn't want to, I knew growing up, I had a 1,000 backpacks or we got a bunch of free backpacks as a kid. So would that really, how would that really affect me or impact me, you know, as a kid? I was trying to think of the most creative way I could, you know, just make something special for kids, you know, do something special for the young kids where I grew up. So I had this idea. I was like, hey, like a bike. You know, I remember growing up, there was times where my bike broke or not everybody had a bike. And, you know, having a bike is the quickest way to get outside. And that's like, you know, get kids outside more, get them off the iPads, you know, it'd be maybe great. So that was just my main thing. I just wanted to be really creative and figure out a unique way to give back. And that's what I ended up ultimately doing. And, man, it turned out great.
Tell everybody a little bit about if they want to get involved with you with this and kind of how it is on that giveaway for bikes.
Yeah, so for me, I was I just we just went and ordered a bunch of bikes. I had a great help setting up the entire thing from the people in my city, Camden. So I went and just got all the bikes, and I'm not sure if I'm going to make this an annual thing. I do want to do this again, but maybe in New Orleans or different cities where I'm a part of that community. Just want to, I do want to do something like this again. So I'm not sure what I'll do next year, but I'm going to try to just keep things fresh every year. Don't want to do the same thing every year. I might want to just try a different way to give back next year.
To see the kids' reaction when they get that new bike, that's got to mean everything to you.
Oh yeah, that was the most important part, man. It was just even the special part was not only just, you know, giving kids the bikes and, you know, just giving, you know, being able to give them the bikes in that moment. It was when I left my event and I was giving my girlfriend a tour of, you know, the city of where I grew up at, because she's never been there, and just driving through the streets and seeing a bunch of the kids on their bikes with my t-shirts on. I will say, an emotional moment for me. And it meant a lot just to see that, you know, just seeing the kids, using the bikes that they just got already and wearing the t-shirts and just outside enjoying fun. So it was, that was super special to me.
Well, it was a great idea, because I do think that is part of today. We need to get younger kids outside more from staying inside. And as you said, either cell phone or iPad, watching television, watching videos or whatever. So I think that's a great idea, Caesar. How is it this year? And at that right guard spot, you know who's to your left, okay? You know, and now you've got a new team up on that right tackle position with Trevor Penning. But, boy, you got a stud right next to you, to an Eric McCoy. You played that center position. You know how difficult it is to play at any level. I've always felt, other than quarterback, the center position was the hardest one to play. You've played that a lot, certainly in high school and into the college ranks and a little bit in the pros. But to play next to McCoy, but now you've got somebody else new next to you at that right tackle position with Taliese Fuago.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Me and Eric, we have like a telepathic connection. We don't even have to talk to each other. We played next to each other so much, and me playing next to Tali is super. I'm super excited, and he's excited as well, man. It's, we joked about it before sometimes, like, man, I wonder what it'd be like to play next to each other sometimes. You know, we would joke around like that, and it's happening now, and it's just great, man. He's super talented young guy. He's dedicated, he's humble, and I'm just super excited to, you know, play next to him, as I am with Eric and the other guys on the O-line too. So I'm really excited for all the guys.
You went to Michigan. Jordan Poole was there, correct?
Oh, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about Jordan Poole when he was in college.
Oh, that was my guy. You know how you go to school with somebody, and it's like, oh, yeah, we went to the same school. No, that was my guy. You know, we were really good friends in college, you know, playing video games together. Like, we were good friends in college. So and we stayed in touch throughout the throughout our professional careers. When he came down to play the Pelicans, he wore my jersey through the tunnel. So we have a good connection, a good friendship, and I'm just super excited to have him down there. Not only because he's such a great player, but he's also a really good friend of mine. So just really excited.
And the Saints using a first-round pick on Kelvin Banks, there's always pressure. You were a first-round pick also. There's always a little bit more pressure on you when you're a first-round pick. You just got to go out and do your job. But has there been any advice you've given, if it's been Kelvin, maybe what you spoke to Trevor Penning about maybe in the past, because there is that adjustment, just like it is from high school to college, college to the pros. Because, you know, we get some people tell, oh, you can play football at any level if you can play it in high school. No, you can't. It's a different brand of football. People don't get that particular part. Have you given any advice to Kelvin Banks since he's been with the Saints?
Yeah, it's like you said, that's actually funny. Yeah, because if you can play high school football, it doesn't mean you can play in the pros. So that's funny. But if he ever has a question or anything, I'll offer him every piece of advice I can give him because I was in his shoes. The same advice I offer Tally and Trevor because I've been in those shoes, you know. And I think the biggest thing, you know, to let them know is, hey, man, go out there and play football. Go out there and play football. Just understand what you're doing. Don't overthink. That's the biggest piece of advice I can transfer over to him and, you know, communicate with him. It's like, hey, man, go play ball. You're a ball player. And that's why I tell all the guys, like, hey, man, you go play ball. The second you just tell yourself to go play ball, things get a lot easier and everything else, you know, will come with it. And I've been meaning to get back to him too, just to help the young guys get a routine because that's something they'll learn from the vets. So I really want them to hone in on different guys' routines and start develop their own.
Have you changed your workout habits? Because everybody does a little tweak to it on how you handle the off season. If it's film work, if it's workout stuff, you've got a new offensive line coach, so there's some newness there with Kellen Moore and new staff. Have you changed your workout routine since coming into the league?
So when I first got drafted, my first offseason, I just wanted to stay in shape. I was just lifting weights, staying in shape. I've trained hard, always worked super hard, so I was always in shape. But now that I'm older, I've learned the things I need to do. So even my diet has changed completely. I have, that's probably the biggest thing I've locked in on, that I've progressed on since my rookie year to now. You know, my diet is super specific and my diet is very, you know, tailored down to a T. And I work out about 2 times a day now, and I'm doing the things I need for my body, maintenance, those extra things. And I picked those things up from the guys I learned from, the guys that were doing it before me, the older guys. So I just took what they did and implemented it into my routine and kind of tweaked things a little bit. And now I kind of have my own flow going and things that are working for me.
You know, Caesar, you talked about Talia Sefuaga, Kelvin Banks, the last 2 first-round picks for the Saints roster. And now you have all this talent up front for this offensive line. And, you know, talking about building an offense from the ground up, being able to build up the trenches, that's what a lot of folks said with this Kelvin Banks selection a year after taking Talia Sefuaga. Like, how good can this front five really be?
Sky's the limit. You know, we're as good as we want to be, you know, as we want to be, you know, and we'll be as good as we work. So I'm excited for every single guy. There's so much talent across this entire offensive line. So we'll be as good as we tell ourselves we can be. And I do think the sky's the limit for this front too. And I'm just super, super excited for everybody.
One of the things when you have some young quarterbacks in a group here, somebody becomes the alpha. Okay. And now both of them could be alpha dogs, but you know, one's maybe a little bit more talented than the other. But a lot of times I've heard from veteran centers, man, a young quarterback, sometimes, man, he's all nervous and he gets fidgety a little bit. And part of the, if it's a center or a guard, they try to calm him down a little bit in the huddle during a game. It's not so much in practice because that's sort of a scheduled events, but, and seeing Tyler Shuck and how he's come in, he has, to me, looked as though he's treated this almost like a veteran, been there, done that, even though he hasn't. Is that something from an outside standpoint that is true?
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you this from being with these guys and the off-season training, OTAs and mini camp, all the guys are about their business. And especially Tyler coming in, being, you know, a rookie, seeing him, how he carries himself is impressive. He's about his business, and you know, I love seeing him work. I love seeing all those guys work. I love seeing Spencer, Jake. I love seeing all those guys work, man. They're all about their business, and you know, stay in there, and they're when they start when it's their time to roll, you know, they're taking the opportunity and running with it.
Caesar, your early impression of Kellen Moore in his first offseason as a head coach at the NFL level. I know that a lot of Saints fans are really, really excited for the new Kellen Moore era to begin. But just kind of your early impressions from him at, you know, OTAs and camp, ahead of training camp, which is going to start next week.
Yeah, been a big fan. Was a fan before we hired him. Just loved the type of offense he ran, and just loved the scheme. And now that, you know, you get to build a connection with him and get to know him, he's a great, great person too. So that equals a great coach. And I'm just really excited and just so really happy to have him here. And I'm just excited to get things rolling with him.
Caesar, one of the things I had a friend of mine ask me this today when he heard you were going to be on. His comment was about, how did you celebrate Michigan's national championship in football? Man, Jim Harbaugh does it his way. Ain't nobody going to tell him any different. He want to run the ball, play great defense, but he want to be physical up front. He wants to move people up front. Okay, the quarterback's going to make a difference, yeah. But we're going to run the football. You stop it. I dare you to do it. We saw the Eagles sort of do the exact same thing last year. Now, if I had Saquon Barkley in that offensive line, I'd be doing that too. But this is watch Michigan. Your kind of comments of watching 2 years ago Michigan winning the national championship, the way Harbaugh did it was a little bit different than we've seen some of the other teams in college football, how they built. Now, Alabama and Georgia does it a lot, but he took that sort of brand and said, I'm going to show you I'm going to win that way at Michigan.
Yeah. It was like that when I was there. You know, when I was at Michigan, you know, you established that run game, and until you stop it, we gonna keep running the ball. And it was I loved seeing it on full display too, because man, that team right there was special. I looked at that team, I was like, hey, can nobody beat these guys? Nobody can beat these guys, and they were so physical up front of the offensive line. They had those running backs, Blake Corum and Donovan Edwards. JJ McCarthy. I mean, those dudes were balling. Those dudes were balling, man. They had a bunch of great guys around them, and just a great, really just a super talented team. And they all came together, too. They all spent some time together. So, man, seeing them on full display, it was like they're like a video game team, honestly. But just the way they handled business and the way they ran the ball and the way it just demanded their respect that whole season, man, it was special.
Caesar, last question for you. A lot of people don't get the communication that happens up front along the offensive line, the center giving communication to the guards to the tackles, and how different that is because, man, you're catching blitzes now from a lot of different angles. The guy might not be in front of you. He might be coming from the safety position or linebacker. It's a little bit of a delay, and he comes in, and how technical that really is to make those calls up front and to communicate with your other five linemen, because five's got to work as one.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny, though, because those decisions happen in split seconds. They happen so fast. And to be able to recognize, and that's where it comes into play, having a guy like Eric who's experienced so much and seen so much. And, you know, you got guys on line that played a ton of snaps. Like me next to Eric, you know, we're able to see things and communicate it with the other guys, and they pick up off of how we communicate things. And it is all just everybody just comes together as one. But when I tell you those things, it happens fast. It happens fast. Sometimes it happens where you just have to react and you can't say anything, you know, and it's fast. It's fast football. And, you know, you make decisions quick. And a lot of times it's all about studying too. So a lot of times you see things before it can happen too, you know, and you kind of can expect some things, but sometimes when you don't expect it, it's split second decisions, and you got to roll with it.
Caesar, thanks so much for joining us, but also want to thank you for what you do for your community growing up in Camden, and to give back. A lot of times we probably don't, from a media standpoint, give people enough credit for what they do outside of football, you know, because if something bad happens, you know what happens, man. It's all over Sports Center. It's all over here on WWL. Everybody talks about the bad things, but it's the good things that you don't have to do, but you choose to do it. And I really appreciate that from you.
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
Thanks so much. Cesar Ruiz, starting offensive right guard for the New Orleans Saints. We come back, we'll have on our triple option feature. Jeff Nowak will join us right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, it's our triple option feature. Mike Dottiglia along with Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long. Jeff, you first up bat.
All right. I'm going to talk about a topic near and dear to my heart because I've brought it up at least five times, but I'm going to keep bringing it up until it stops being something we should be talking about. 30 of 32 second-round draft picks in the NFL this year are unsigned. The only two that have signed were the top two picks in the second round. That's Jaden Higgins with the Texans, Carson Schwechinger, if I can't say that name, linebacker with the Browns. Both of those players got fully guaranteed deals. Why are all these other players not signing? Because they also would almost certainly like a fully guaranteed deal. So there's two players that I think are going to trigger the domino, whatever happens. One is Nick Amonwori, the safety, who was the 34th pick, who he'd be the next pick down the line. Because once one player kind of caves and doesn't take that fully guaranteed contract, every player behind them is going to have to kind of go off of that. The other player is going to be the only quarterback taken in the second round, Tyler Shuck. Because when you look at positional value, if I'm a quarterback and the team is telling me, we want you to be our future quarterback, I'm like, well, you're going to have to guarantee my contract. So I bring that up because training camp is starting in a couple weeks. The Chargers, their deadline to report for rookies was, what I want to say, Saturday? It was earlier, or it was last week. So the first official second-round pick rookie holdout is Trey Harris. And as we go down the line, that list is going to get longer. So if you're a Saints fan and you're excited and saying, hey, I can't wait to see Tyler Shuck out at minicamp or at training camp in a couple weeks, we still don't know if he's going to be there or not. So it's just going to be something to watch.
Yeah, Jeff, I think the important thing for him is he understands now he not only is in the mix to be the starting quarterback. If you had the pencil, you would put him in as the starting quarterback today. For the Saints. So it's important to get him in as quickly as you can. But this is all about, okay, dead presidents printed on paper. That's all it's about.
Yeah, I will.
And it's always going to be about that.
I will add one more thing. So there's going to be a lot of pressure on Tyler to hold out as long as possible because he's the quarterback. Because a lot of teams and players are going to go off of what he does. There's going to be a lot of pressure on the Saints from other teams to not set the precedent that the number 40 pick in the second round should be getting a fully guaranteed contract. And I think a lot of it right now is posturing. It's going to be whoever blinks first.
Because we've seen this now, and when it got kind of leaked out that the NFLPA and the NFL sort of colluded in not giving fully guaranteed contracts to veteran players after the Deshaun Watson situation happened. Had Deshaun been a great player in Cleveland, you wouldn't have heard anything, Jeff. Nothing. But because of what happened, these other owners are, wait a minute, we ain't getting stuck like that anymore. Okay, Jimmy Haslam, you messed this up, but nobody else is going to mess it up. And the Players Association was, okay, that's fine with us. A guarantee is 65 or 70% of the contract. Hey, that works with us. You don't have to guarantee the full contract like what happened with Watson. But that's only because Watson didn't work out. Had he worked out, you wouldn't have heard a peep from these teams about it because of it. But, man, the backlash went on Jimmy Haslam and what happened in Cleveland. And I think some of the after effects is now starting to file into the NFL draft also. Charlie?
Guys, I'm going to the MLB draft. So we're right now in the 20th and final round of the 2025 MLB draft. It's moving along, so it should be done very, very quickly here. But one thing that I saw that was pretty interesting from 64 Analytics that 70 of the first 105 players that were drafted last night, the first three rounds of the MLB draft, went to college. So a majority of the players were collegiate players, obviously, but they had the kind of breakdown of it all. The SEC had 32 players picked in the first three rounds. The ACC had 13. The Big 12 had 6. The Big 10 had 6. The Sun Belt had 4. Conference USA had 2. And then 7 other conferences had 1 player selected on the opening night of the MLB draft. Once again, the first three rounds. Couple other things here that 64 Analytics provided, that the most picks per school, Tennessee had 8 guys that led the way. LSU, Florida State, and Arkansas each had 4, tied for second place, and then tied for third, Oklahoma, Texas A&M, and Vanderbilt. There is a lot of SEC representation in the 2025 MLB draft. Understandably so, it's the best conference in college baseball, but I just thought it was fascinating that 70 of the first 105 players selected in those first three rounds went to college, and out of those 70, 32 from the SEC guys.
Charlie, we hadn't had a chance to look it all up yet, and the draft's not over with, but I think there are 8 2025 recruits by LSU that have been selected. Now, the one thing with it, I think if you're a first-day pick, rounds 1 through 3, you sort of know what you're going to pay that player. And they know what they're going to get out of that team, or they wouldn't have used that early round selection on you. So, you know, guys that get picked, say in the top 100 selections, you sort of know that that guy's never going to hit the campus. I mean, he's going straight, to the minor leagues and with a major league team. Now, LSU had 5 players picked in the top 106 and actually had 7 in the top 127. The thing is going to be is, I think, that Jay Johnson knew those top four guys, I got no shot at that. Those guys are going to the major leagues. But if you pick 106, 111, 127, you got a shot to bring them there. You got a shot to bring them to LSU because of the NIL deal. But, man, if you get picked real early, that's a big chunk of your recruiting class that is never going to hit Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
Never.
You know, Jay likes to reel in the top guys just in case. Like, you remember William Schmidt last year, right?
Yep.
The highest-ranked recruit ever to make it to LSU's campus. He was like a top 20 guy. And then he ended up deciding to go to Baton Rouge to play for LSU. So the last update that I saw, Mike, and this is through 15 rounds, Cokie Riley from The Advocate has been keeping up with this, that 9 LSU players were selected.
Okay.
It was 8 initially, but then Connor Ware got taken in the 15th round by the Mets, and then there were 8 high school players that were signed as well. So we'll have to see what ends up happening, if they end up starting their pro careers or if any of those 8 decide to start their journey in college ball and go to LSU. We'll keep you updated because the 20th round is almost over. So it should be done by the time we get back at about 6:10, and then we can share any updates that we have.
Yeah, I think those first 4 to 5 picks, they're not coming to Baton Rouge. I think when you get picked that high, your chances of hitting college are pretty low. The farther back you go, the better chance. But with Schmidt, he made that announcement before the draft, didn't he?
Yes, and so
that's a different story.
To kind of like the Dodgers in the middle of the first round, but then he comes out and says that he's going to LSU, and so he ends up, like, it was really kind of funny last year when you were looking at the draft and the top available player was William Schmidt for what felt like forever, but everyone knew that he was going to college, so nobody was going to take him.
All right, Charlie and Jeff, we'll take a break, and we'll come back to finish it off here in hour number 2 of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Finishing up here in hour number 2 of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettey along with Jeff Nowak, also Charlie Long. Hey, the National Weather Hurricane Center is watching the Gulf Coast for tropical weather this week that could affect from Florida through much of Louisiana. Hey, if you want all the information, keep it locked on WWL for your latest hour on the hour and real time at WWL.com. You can download the Odyssey app and always stay connected to WWL. When we come back, Ross Jackson will join us. Talking Saints, Locked On Saints will join us, and also more soundbite from SEC Media Days. Back with more here on Sports Talk right after this news break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.